fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I am Silver. Hooray!
It was after dark when the Lone Ranger and Tonto reined up at a water trough near a comfortable-looking ranch house.
Oh, Silver.
Oh, go, fella.
Easy, boy. Over here. Take it easy.
This place where we talk to newcomer?
No, Tonto. They've got to go on to the next ranch to see him.
And there's plenty bad story about him.
Oh, there are usually rumors about newcomers in this part of the country. Takes time to win the confidence of the other ranchers.
Oh, that's right.
I hope we'll find the things we've heard about Kester untrue.
Ah, but maybe we find that all story true.
That's possible.
Then what we do?
Well, maybe Kester can be persuaded to change.
Oh.
Someone's coming this way.
Ah, then come plenty fast.
Yes, we get back in the shadows. We won't lose time answering questions. Come on, come on, Silver.
Come, Scott, come, Scott, come.
Go, go there, go, go.
Boss. Hey, boss, open up. I got to speak to you.
Sam, what in tankies is the matter? What's gone wrong? Come on in.
Where's the boss, Miss Gates?
Oh, Bart was fixing to turn in for the night. Is there something wrong about the cattle? I'll call him. Bart!
Well, I'm coming, Maggie. Hey, Sam, speak up. What's wrong?
Boss, we drove the cattle as we planned right through the valley heading for the railroad.
What about it? What's wrong?
It's that ornery newcomer. He's double-crossed you, boss.
Who, Kester?
None else.
What's Kester done? We spoke to him when we planned the cattle drive. We talked to him right here in this
Maggie,
room.
Maggie, give Sam a chance to speak.
Kester has fenced off his land, so he can't get the cattle through to the railroad.
But he told us it'd be all right to cross his land. There's no other way we can get our stock to the railroad.
Has he gone back on his word?
He says we can cross his land all right. So we got to pay him.
Pay him? He never said we had to pay. That was never brought up.
It's brought up now.
Where's the cattle?
Herded and corralled near the fence line. The rest of the boys are there with him. They didn't want to start shooting till they got the word from you, boss. But if you say the word, we'll cut the wire and go through and open fire on anyone that tries to stop us.
No, that won't do. The law is on Kester's side.
No justice in a law that makes it so a man can't sell his livestock.
We can't get the cattle to the railroad without crossing the Kester land. What'll we do, boss?
I gotta think it over.
If we'd known about this at the outset, we might have figured some way to take the cattle around Kester's land by going through the hills. But thunderation, we can't do that now.
Well, we could do it, Sam. It'd take time if we let the cattle graze on the way and keep their weight up. We could fetch them back and go through the hills.
But the railroad company won't wait that long. I savvy what Kester's up to, the ornery scheming critter.
What do you think, Sam?
Wants to sell his own cattle. And he needs time to get it all rounded up and culled. He knows if our stock goes through, the railroad cars will be loaded and moved. If we don't get our cattle on board, Kester will be able to use the cars.
Sounds like good reasoning.
He knows you can't afford to pay for the right to cross his land. He knows you can't circle his land by going through the hills and load the cattle before he gets his own stock ready.
What's his price?
50 cents a head.
That's outlandish.
Has he started rounding up his own cattle?
Sure. He's got all the men he can hire working on it night and day.
If only I wasn't so old and stove in.
There's nothing more you could do about it, Bob.
I got no right to be trying to run a ranch. Haven't set a saddle for 3 years.
Well, I don't know what you do that I haven't done, boss. You'll tell me what's to be done about Kester, I'll do it.
Have you got any suggestions, Sam?
I can't see nothing but to turn the cattle out on the range. Try to sell them some other time.
We'll lose a plenty if we don't sell now.
You'll lose plenty anyhow. Kester's inside his legal rights and he knows it. Got us, boss. There's no two ways about that.
All right, Sam. Do what you suggested.
Right.
Shut the door, Sam. My sakes, the house is chilly with it being open so long.
I will, boss.
Hey, Maggie. That licks us, and I can't borrow another cent.
Not right, Bart. Not justice.
I figured on the sale of that cattle to make up for the last 2 years.
Oh, it always seems to be the same. Just when we think we're going to catch up on everything, and something like this comes up.
What's the matter, Maggie?
Oh, Matt.
Don't shoot, mister. We ain't...
I'm not going to shoot. Please don't be frightened.
What do you want here?
Your door was open, and I heard what you and your top hand were saying.
Well?
How long have you had Sam on the ranch?
4 years. What about it?
He's in complete charge of the ranch?
Yes. Why?
You don't attend to many details yourself, do you?
How is she here? What's the idea of all these questions?
There may be things going on that you don't know about.
How's that?
Why did you have the cars for your cattle left on the other side of Kester's ranch?
Well, that's where they've always been left. There's no place else to put them.
Railroads have to have tracks.
Yes, but...
But what?
I wonder.
Eh? You wonder what?
Look here, Mr. Gates. Read this to me, please.
Read it yourself.
What is it?
Just a page of printing that was here on the table. Tell me what it says.
I ain't got my glasses.
You read it, Mrs. Gates.
Well, my eyes, they ain't just...
Can you read?
How's she here? There ain't no call for you to come busting in here and asking questions like you're doing. I've had it all.
Answer me, Gates. It's important. Can you read or can't you?
No, I can't.
That's what I wanted to know. How about you, Mrs. Gates?
I reckon I had no more schooling about that.
Then who's handled your business? Who writes your letters for you?
The foreman.
Sam?
Sure.
And when you get mail, he reads it to you?
Yes, he sort of handles all the things like that, but I'm the one that makes all the decisions.
Of course you are. Tell me one thing more, Mr. Gates. Did you have any letters from the railroad company?
Well, I reckon there's been one or two, but nothing out of the ordinary.
Sam read them to you, huh?
Yep.
Where are the letters?
Hey, Sam has always took them with him. Hang it all, who are you? Why are you wearing the mask? What you doing here with all your questions?
Are you here for me again? I have a few things to take care of.
Now look, stranger, wait. It's my turn to ask questions.
Later. Easy, big fella. Come on, Silver.
Ranger and Tonto held a fast pace for a few minutes, then pulled their horses to a walk.
Easy, Tonto.
Tonto, I think Sam's been double-crossing his employer.
How that?
Well, the railroad notified all cattlemen that new tracks had been laid.
Gates not know that?
He'd known it. He'd have had his freight cars brought to the siding instead of beyond the Kester property.
Oh. Well, where we go now?
I want to see the tracks and learn more about their location. Then we'll go to the newcomer's ranch.
Go on, Silver.
Come up, Scout.
Daybreak brought Sam, the scheming foreman, to the line fence between the Gates land and that which recently had been newly bought by the newcomer named Kester.
Oh, ho there. Oh, boy.
Hey, what's the matter, Sam? We got orders to turn back.
I bet the old man was pretty sore, wasn't he?
He didn't like the news none too well.
Suppose he finds out about the way he's been double-crossed.
What can he do about it?
Nothing, except to fire us.
And let him. We'll make more on this deal with Kester than we'd make in the next 6 months working for Gates.
How about the rest of the men?
I can handle them. They're hired to do as they're told and keep their mouths shut. Now get the stock ready for starting back. I'm going on and tell Kester what's happened. Open the wire so I can get through.
That's the way it worked out, eh, Sam? Just right.
He followed my advice, Kester. He's having the cattle brought back. He figures to hold it for a time.
Can he feed that much livestock?
Maybe not.
I think he'll have it starving on his hands. Then I'll be able to buy it up for whatever I want to pay.
Yeah, that could be so.
Meanwhile, I'll use the cattle cars. you've done a good piece of work, Sam. I won't forget it.
The boys have stuck right along with me, Kester. They're counting on cashing in on the deal.
They will. They'll all cash in plenty.
I'll tell them that.
How soon is Gates likely to hear about the new track?
Not for some time. Maybe never. You don't get around, man.
Good enough. Guess everything's taken care of then. Another month and we'll all be rich and Bart Gates will be flat.
Can you fix it with the railroad?
Sure. I'll just tell him that Gates won't be able to use the cattle cars. I'll take them over so the old man won't have to pay for them. Railroad man will be willing.
You'll have to handle it careful. That railroad man's a friend of old Gates.
That makes it all the better. He'll be real glad to have me take the car so his Gates won't get stuck with the charges on him. Hey, Sam, who's that?
Where?
At the window.
Hey, you!
It's Mash.
There he goes.
One, two, three.
Lone Ranger and Tonto rode to the nearby town on the main line of the railroad. Here they reined up.
What we do here, Kimasabi?
Tonto, do you remember that young fellow we met over near the Circle K Ranch?
Me know him. Him, Jack Tanner.
Yes, that's the one.
Him sell out to railroad.
And he'd like to find a place to work. He'd also like to find jobs for the men he employed.
That's right.
Well, if you start now, you can have him in our camp by daybreak.
Me go get him?
Yes. Tell him the man who gave him the silver bullet wants to talk to him.
And what you do?
I'm going to call on Jim Fielding.
Him head of railroad?
Yes, he's a local manager. He's going to help us teach a newcomer a lesson he'll never forget.
Get him up, Scout.
Hands silver!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. Now to continue our story. Jim Fielding was alone in his home. He didn't hear the opening of the rear door or the approach of the masked man. He wasn't aware of the Lone Ranger's presence until a deep voice spoke from the door of the room.
Fielding.
What?
Sorry to interrupt your reading.
What do you want here? Who are you? Is this a robbery?
Oh, if I'd come to rob, I'd have gone to your office where the money's kept.
What do you want?
Fielding, you know a rancher named Gates.
What about him?
Why didn't you tell him that the railroad had built a new spur that runs right along his boundary line?
I wrote him a letter. What more could I do?
But you sent empty cattle cars to the north spur.
He ordered the cars and he's paying for them. That means he can have them left wherever he says.
He told you where to send them?
Yes. Now, what business is it of yours?
Did you talk to Gates?
Had a letter from him.
Fielding, neither Gates nor his wife can read or write.
Huh?
His foreman is double-crossing him.
Sam?
Yes. He and the newcomer have Gates backed up to the wall.
Why, that... Now, listen here. You sure of your facts?
What I tell you will be confirmed when Kester calls on you at your office.
What you tell me?
Fielding, forget the fact that I'm masked. Just listen to me for 10 minutes. And you can do whatever you choose.
It was the following afternoon when Kester came into the railroad office and sat down facing the local manager. Fielding listened to the newcomer without letting his emotion show in his face.
So you see, Fielding, Mr. Gates is really up against it. Can't get his cattle to the empty cars without going the long way around my property.
It'd mean a hard trip through the hills.
Hard trip and a long one. Have to go around the end of the canyon.
I know how the land lies over there. Other years, he's gone across the land you own.
That was before I owned it.
You won't let him cross your land, huh?
Not unless he pays my price, which he won't.
Kester, seems to me you're being kind of ornery. You're a newcomer around here. You're piling up ill will for yourself.
I came here to pile up cash. That's what I aim to do.
Yeah.
I wanted cattle cars. I couldn't get them.
We're short on them.
Well, Gates can't use the cars that are on the track near my place.
He ordered them. He'll use them or pay for them.
Cost him plenty, won't it?
Yep.
Might break him if he's stuck with cattle he can't sell, cars he can't use. I can save him the cost of the cars by using them myself.
Well, I can't release the cars to you until after the 10th of the month. Gates has till then to use them if he's mind up.
And if he doesn't use them?
In that case, you can have them.
Good.
But mind you, if you load before the 10th, it's at your own risk.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto spent that day in camp with a young rancher named Tanner.
So, that's the situation, Tanner.
Uh-huh. Well, the fact that I've sold my land don't mean I'm going to quit working.
And Bart Gates is going to need a foreman he can trust.
I always liked old Mr. Gates and his wife.
Can we count on you?
You can.
Good.
What's the next move?
That double-crossing foreman has a shack of his own on the Gates Ranch. Tata and I are going to call on him.
Sam, back there in house, Kimsonny.
I wonder if he's there alone.
Me not see anyone else.
We'll take a chance. You stay here with the horses. I don't think I'll be very long.
Hey, why couldn't you wait for me to open the...
This isn't a social call. Business.
Mask. Hey, what...
I'll do the talking. Sit down there.
I'm not going to do it.
I said sit down.
Hey, now listen.
You've written a lot of letters for Bart Gates, haven't you, Sam?
Well,
you're going to write one more. There's the paper.
Now, wait a minute. If you'll just tell me...
I'll tell you what you're to write. That's all I'll tell you. Just a letter to the manager of the railroad.
Fielding?
Yes, Fielding. You're to sign the letter for your boss.
Well, what am I to say?
Say that the Gates Ranch can't use the railroad cars due to the scheming of a newcomer named Kester.
Oh. Huh. Now that's all I'm to say, eh?
That'll do. Start writing.
Sam left the house a few minutes after the Lone Ranger rode away. The crooked foreman quickly saddled his fastest horse and made a beeline for the Kester ranch.
So then he took the letter with him and cleared out, Mr. Kester.
I wonder why that masked man's involved.
I don't know. But I thought I'd better get here and tell you right away.
Yes.
That letter will release the cattle cars. And you got Fielding's word that you can have them.
We'll start loading the first thing in the morning.
There was great activity on the Kester Ranch. The regular call hands were augmented by others hired for the job of loading the line of railroad cars. The cattle were hurried up the ramps and into the train in record time. The doors were closed, and then, at sunset, an engine backed into position. From a hilltop, the Lone Ranger and Tonto watched proceedings.
Right on schedule, Tonto.
Not right.
The train will be ready to go in just a minute or two.
And then what we do?
Then you can get word to Jack Tanner. Tell him to bring his men to the new siding at dawn tomorrow morning.
Me tell him that. You be there?
Yes, I'll be there. And so will several others.
Gates, Fielding, go there, huh?
He'll be there. So will Kester. You'd better get started.
You go now. Get him up, Scout.
Come on, somewhere.
The masked man rode to the Gates ranch house. He spoke a few words. Gates nodded and replied,
I'll be there. I'll hitch up the buckboard.
Fielding, the railroad man, was called on.
It'll be worth seeing. I wouldn't miss it for a year's extra pay. I'll be there.
And then the Lone Ranger called on Kester.
I'm glad to see you.
You are?
Yes. I want to ask you why you were investigating my house when Sam was here. I want to know why you made Sam write that letter to the railroad.
Those questions will be answered in the morning, Kester.
In the morning?
Yes, but not here. See, you're going for a ride with
me. A ride? But what about... Well, I don't understand.
Get dressed. You're going to get an education.
At daybreak, the cattle train slowed and finally came to a halt on newly laid tracks that Maggie and her husband saw for the first time when they drew up in a buckboard.
Bart, I never know there was a spur along this side of the ranch.
Oh, neither did I, Maggie. Here, let me help you down. Easy. Yes, that's what comes of not being able to ride like you used to. That leave things up to a foreman.
Here comes someone.
Shakes alive. It's Mr. Fielding, the railroad man.
Hello, ho there. Ho boy.
Hello there, Fielding.
Yeah. Hello there, Bart. Howdy, Miss Gates.
Howdy.
Bart, I reckon this here spur is something new to you, huh?
It sure is.
I had the cars you ordered moved over here when I found that you'd never been told about this spur.
Fielding, last night I was told about Sam being a double-crossing skunk.
Yeah? The masked man told me a few things, too.
Look, there he comes.
Yeah, sure enough. Who's riding alongside his horse?
That's Kester, the newcomer.
He's going to be stark raving mad.
Right up, Kester. Hold.
Kester!
Now, see here, how'd these cars get here?
What about them, Kester?
Those are the cars that I loaded yesterday.
You loaded them?
Yes.
Well, that's downright tough. We were told that you'd have to wait until the 10th.
But I... Well, that is set. I mean to say, didn't Gates write you a letter?
Nope.
Me, I don't write.
But there was a letter written.
Perhaps this is the letter you mean, Kester.
You didn't deliver it.
No.
Sam wrote, and this masked man has the letter.
Kester, you know a lot about what Sam does and the name of his employer.
He sure does. And Kester, this is the time you made a big mistake in trusting Sam. I trusted him, too.
Why,
you have your cattle on those cars. You'll have to move them, Kester.
I won't. That's where you're wrong, Kester. You will have to move them. You'll move them or they'll starve to death in those cars.
Now, see here, you listen to me.
That train won't be moved while your stock's on board.
Oh, it won't, eh?
No.
Well, guess again. Look over there. Got my men in those cars. And they're coming out right now. Hey, Joe, bring the boys here ready for action.
Oh, Bob, look at all those men and guns.
You think you've done something pretty smart. Well, you didn't bring enough guns to back your play. Boys, you got to get rough.
What's the trouble? Why are we stopped here?
They say we got to unload the cars and move our stock back home, and I disagree. Persuade them.
Bob!
Hold on, Kester. This won't get you no place.
You give the word to move that train with my cattle or take the consequences.
Better put the gun down, Captain.
What I said goes for you, too.
And we're back in this place.
Bart, if only you hadn't fired Sam and all the others before we left the house last night.
We couldn't get help from them, Maggie. They were on Chester's side.
And they still are. Come on, Sam. Bring the rest of the boys from the car.
There's Sam.
And my own ranch hands.
Did you bring any more men to fight on your side, Chester?
It looks like I've got enough.
Oh, but you haven't.
Huh?
Bart's new foreman and his new cowhands outnumber you.
New foreman?
New cowhands?
What do you mean?
They've been waiting in that gully. Come on, Toto.
Come on, boys. If there's one way, we turn it double.
Hey, well, you won't get away with this. I'll show you. Oh!
If you want more, I'll nick your other arm.
Anybody else want gunplay?
Well, Kester, how about unloading those cars?
Great day, Maggie. We can ship the cattle without crossing Kester's range.
That's true, Gates. But Chester can't get his cattle back home without taking the long way through the hills or crossing your land.
Yeah, cross my land. Hey, that's right. Hear that, Chester?
Yes,
and Gates can charge you what he wants to for the privilege of crossing his land.
How about 50 cents a head? That's the price you said, isn't it, Chester?
Now, look, I know when I'm beat. You win, Gates. I'll unload the cars.
If I was Gates, I'd soak you a dollar ahead for crossing rights.
Well, whatever he charges, I can't pay. I'll have to take the long way home.
Simulation, Chester, you can't put cattle over that trail. It'd be skin and bone when you get done.
Well, I can't pay for crossing your land.
Then, Dad, dread it. Maybe you're savvy why people around here have got to be neighborly. Only thing I ask is that you don't leave no fences up after you've crossed.
Gates. You mean to say that I don't have to...
People don't charge for being a good neighbor, Kester. Not out here.
Gates, you let me move my cattle home across your land for free?
Go ahead, Kester. Get to moving so I can load the cars.
Well, I guess I had the wrong idea of the West.
Yep, lots of people have the wrong idea. But the Lone Ranger has ways of showing him the right way.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.